Sara, how are you doing?
Hello, Benji. Good, thanks.
Good, good. Now, you haven't decided to, you kind of throwing me a bit of a hospital pass, I feel, on the show today. let's discuss something nice and that's going to make everyone happy and engaged. The question you have for us, and it is a very controversial perspective, is race a proxy for disadvantage? So first of all, explain to us, what does that actually mean?
Okay. What it actually means, although people are not entirely sure and some people mean it differently to others, is that race, if you determine somebody's race, you can therefore determine whether they have suffered suffer disadvantage. So of course what that means is that essentially, you can argue it, is that the heirs of Cyril Ramaphosa or Patrice Motsepe or whatever would always be entitled to benefit from BEE because they are black and therefore they're disadvantaged. And we've argued that this cannot be right, and we are now considered right of Genghis Khan. But essentially what we've been arguing is that the issue of disadvantage can be dealt with, particularly 25 years after the advent of democracy, without reference back to race and racial definitions. Give you some of the sort of anecdotes which might be familiar to, the sort of thing might be familiar to some of your listeners. I found that the public sector will advertise a job that says blacks only need apply. It's as categorical as that. And sometimes there are no black applicants, but in order to meet increasingly rigid quotas, the post is then either withdrawn or just not filled, when it could have been given to a white applicant and the post be filled and service delivery hopefully would be increased. The other sort of real beauty which you might have encountered is a new government employment initiative, and what it basically is an online portal for work seekers to apply for jobs. It's called Yes for Youth. And what happens is the government takes in the applications and then distributes them to a range of corporate partners who are actually going to do the potential employing. Now, if you go onto their site and you asked, firstly, whether the applicant is black, colored, or Indian. If you select no, meaning that you're white, the website then says, I'm sorry, yes is only available to black, Indian, and colored South Africans who are 18 to 34 years. So without any reference to what the companies could actually need or is available, they kick white applicants out just by virtue of their race. And we're saying that what we propose is something called the economic empowerment for the disadvantaged. And it basically gives those who are established to be disadvantaged through a means test access to a whole range of services that they can decide how would improve their lives. It can be health, it can be education, it can be housing, etc. But what it also means is that it means you're trying to improve the lives of people at the poorer end of the spectrum and not at the higher end of the spectrum, which is currently what BEE and BBBEE currently does.
Well, I mean, I have a question actually, Sara, on that, because there was a stat, and maybe you have it, and maybe I need to look for it, but sort of the number, if you look at percentage of BEE deals done, and the number of people that actually benefited from it directly, it's very, very small as far as I understand. Mm.
Well, it is relatively small. I mean, we did a survey where we asked one of the questions we asked, and we've done it sort of annually, is we've asked a survey, which is demographic, et cetera, do you think BEE is a good thing? And the answer from most applicants, most particularly black applicants, meaning black, African, colored, Indian, say yes, they think it's a good thing. And if you ask them if they personally have benefited from it, 84% say no. So in fact, funny enough, 10% of the whites say they have. So that gives you some idea of where there might be a problem in that regard. But the figures that I looked at this last week, and unfortunately only goes up to 2015, because to find statistics for poverty are very difficult because there's ranges of different levels of poverty. But it's about half of the population. And of that half, 95 or 96% or something of it's a very large percentage. Actually, it's closer to 99% are black. The broader definition of black, the number of white people who are poor is something at like 0.16%. And what we're saying is that it really would be absolutely inconsequential if the small number of very poor white South Africans were given some sort of assistance. It would still go to the people who have historically been disadvantaged.
So in other words,
irrelevant.
So what you're saying is this is not a case for not redress, right? You're not saying that nothing was done wrong in the past or that people shouldn't benefit, into the future because of they were disadvantaged by the system or, by the government or whatever. You're just saying that instead of using a racial tag, we should use a poverty tag, a class definition instead of a racial definition.
Correct. And essentially what it does is your class definition will still point to the problems that we came from and have inherited from the apartheid era. So yes, they do answer, in fact, that very question that who are mostly poor, which categories, etc. But what we're saying is that because a relatively small number of people have benefited and they've been at the top, because of the numbers, we're not nearly addressing it enough. And the number of whites is so small who would need the assistance that it would probably, let's say, be a mitzvah just to be bringing them in with no detriment to the vast majority of black poor.
Well, certainly an interesting perspective. I'd love to hear what you think. Do you think that we should be moving from a racial categorization of AA or BE or whatever it is to a non-racial one? Would that be something that would work? I'd love to hear your views. 061-895-1019.